The documentary slash feature film The Infiltrators depicts a real-life plan to free undocumented immigrants from a detention center in Broward County. The film's Florida premiere is tonight at the Miami Film Festival, but one of its main characters will be unable to make it. WLRN's Daniel Rivero tells us why.
Claudio Rojas is an Argentinian national and an undocumented immigrant who lives in Miramar. At the beginning of The Infiltrators, he gets detained by immigration officials outside his house and sent to the Broward Transitional Center, an immigration detention facility.
We have an order for your deportation.
The film depicts activists from the National Immigrant Youth Alliance forging a plan in 2012 to get Rojas out of detention through a media campaign. And the thing is, it worked. Rojas and other detainees in Broward were released by the Obama administration. Here, the activists are celebrating.
Dreamer released! Dreamer released! Dreamer released!
Last month, the film won the Audience Award at the Sundance Film Festival. But last week, Rojas was again detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Broward County. Christina Ibarra is a director of the film.
Nothing's changed for his case. The only difference is that the film he was in won awards at Sundance and started to get international recognition.
Ibarra and her husband and co-director Alex Rivera flew in from California for the Florida premiere. Rivera says the whole purpose of the trip has shifted.
This trip has turned into crisis management. We're partly trying to care for the film and get it out into the world, but in a sense we're living what's inside the film.
The duo is calling on federal officials to release Rojas once again. A spokesman for ICE says he could not comment on the case. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
The Infiltrators is playing tonight and tomorrow night at the Miami Film Festival. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.